So that was Robert Humber's Moth Mouth, movements 1, 2, and 3, performed by Ben Diamond. And this is Extratonal on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I'm Garen Fitzgerald walking you through this album tonight. And I just got to throw in my two cents about what we just listened to. That first movement was very flamenco. In fact, like the entire piece has like this kind of flamenco vibe to it, and yeah, I think the first movement was kind of like flamenco horror almost. But that second movement, though, those harmonics, and like, man, I loved how the notes were performed at different, like Ben Diamond there, he's playing the same notes on different strings, which almost gave the performance of that note and that space kind of like a sound design element. Because like when you play notes on a lower string, they're darker, they're rounder. And when you play the same note on a higher string, they're sharper and brighter. And then also you have your option of how you pluck the string or bow the string or whatever instrument you're playing. And like he used multiple placements and multiple techniques at the same time, encompassing like playing on a lower note, a higher note, and playing a harmonic of the same note all at the same time to make this kind of like super note. And yeah, that's why like in my notes for tonight, I was saying like Robert Hubbard was saying he was trying to make like super instruments. And I think that's kind of a prime example of what he's getting at. It's like the combination of all these textures and tones make into a single note or a single phrase make it more than what it would be if it was played by multiple people, because it's the same performer and they can really just dial it right in and multi-track that sucker into place. Yeah. But another neat technique I was hearing in that third movement was, so like for guitar, most people think like, oh, you strum the strings to play the chords. But he had his fingers down on the left hand for the chords and was hitting the body of the guitar to make like a percussive attack rather than like the strummy kind of thing you'd expect. And that was pretty cool, too. I like that a lot. Anyway, we're kind of running out of time now, because I got one last piece to play for y'all. And then this show is over for the night. So it's time I kind of get ready to say my goodbyes almost. But let me just talk a little bit about this last piece. The last piece you're going to listen to is from, again, the Into Air album by Robert Humber, released end of February, beginning of March this year. And the last thing we're going to hear is Singing in Circles, performed on cello by Heather Tuach. Again, multi-tracked. And man, there are some moments coming up that just, when I heard them, I was like, whoa, that's amazing. How do that? And it's great stuff. So I really, really highly recommend that you pop on a pair of headphones or some such for this last bit, because it's neat. It's neat. Cello is such a beautiful instrument, and it's often considered to be like the closest to the human voice I've heard. And I can hear it sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But this piece definitely has some wonderful textures coming at you. Neat techniques. Kind of like all of these pieces have some like he's got his trademark, right? Like there's the use of harmonics. There's the kind of sound design approach to getting some of these chords and notes together, especially once everything's playing the same note. And yeah, like the distance, playing with reverb, playing with panning in each of the multi-tracks rather than like panning parts around. Pretty neat stuff. But yeah, like I said, it's time to start dialing this show down. I'm going to sit you out with like 15 minutes of sound. So we're going to end this a little early. But I encourage you, and I implore you, and I beg you, and I ask you, please stick around. Because after I'm done, we got Girly So Groovy for a couple hours. And then later on, we got Scream Therapy at 12:30 if you are a night owl. And can I word? Yeah, if you like to get some mental health through the punk scene here in Vancouver. So, yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff later on. Stick around if you are the type to stick around for evening shenanigans. But, yep, this is the end of Extratonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and I'm going to leave you with Why Can I Never Remember the Name? Singing in Circles, performed by Heather Tuok off of Robert Humber's most recent album, Into Air. Thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying. Thank you for coming back. Hope I'll see you next week. And, yeah, let me just make sure everything's ready to go, because sometimes I click the wrong thing. But, yeah, I think we are good to go. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Your voice matters. Our shows are hosted and produced by students and community members just like you. CJSF is yours.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A growing number of people are heating and cooling their homes with ductless heat pumps called mini-splits. And despite the name, there's nothing mini about the impact this technology can have on your comfort and bills. Mini-splits have an outdoor unit that connects to one or more indoor units with a refrigerant line set. Those indoor units are typically wall-mounted, and each can be set to the temperature of your